How many of you have seen the movie The Breakfast Club? It was a movie that came out, I think 1984, 1985. And it was one of the movies that contained the members of the Brat Pack, which is a very popular group of actors and actresses that that appeared in common movies. And so I mentioned that because, well, it was one of those movies that I think I would say it sort of defined the generation. It was probably the best high school teen angst movie of all time, because even if you watch it today, I think it's a fairly timeless story. Five people come together in detention on a Saturday and have to sit there for 8 hours, and at the end, write an essay explaining who the heck they think they are. And this is, I had forgotten about this movie. The only reason it came up was because I was participating in Monday Night Dance Party on app.net, and the last song they played, they actually played, the video from the, it was a clip from the movie The Breakfast Club, and of course it features the song Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds, which was the only really popular song on that soundtrack, by the way. And anyway, but these five kids get thrown together in this detention, and they all come from different backgrounds. One's a jock, one's a princess, one's a recluse, and one's a dork, and so they all essentially bond, and they realize that they're not all that different from each other. They all have very similar hopes, dreams, and fears, and at the end of the day, right, I think this is true of all of humanity, is that, we all come from different backgrounds. We all have, different social statuses. We're different races. We have different family backgrounds and stuff. But if you break it down, we all have very similar hopes, dreams, and fears. And we forget that, and then we pit ourselves against each other in this us versus them. He's better than she or whatever, and it's very easy to lose sight of the fact that we're all humans, and really, rather than fight, that we should realize that we've got a lot more in common with each other than we think, and these petty differences that we argue over are really not that big of a deal at the end of the day. Anyway, that's my little message for today, and I'm going to close out. Actually, Molly Ringwald, who is in the movie The Breakfast Club, is actually a very, very, very lovely singer. Her background is actually a jazz singer, and when she was in these movies in the 1980s, she was. She was also still honing her art as a jazz singer, I believe, but it wasn't popular back then. So she, she basically didn't, she focused on acting at that point. But she really recently released an album called Except Sometimes, and I was listening to some tracks on it, and she's very good. I mean, I'm very impressed with her singing, and but she also did a cover of the famous song from the movie The Breakfast Club, and actually dedicates it to the late John Hughes. So I'm going to go ahead and close out with a snippet of that, and you can of course find the album on iTunes or wherever you buy your music these days. And I'll say as another line from a famous 1980s movie: be excellent to each other, and we'll see you later.